This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, breaking the speed limit. What about driving more than 750 miles per hour? That's coming up.
First, a big political fight in Washington is going again to extra rounds. It's the Farm Bill. We spoke at length about this 2 days ago on the program. President Bush earlier in the week said it's time to really reform taxpayer aid going to what he called millionaire farmers. The Farm Bill has many critics, but also powerful and very focused supporters. We're on the phone with Senator Tom Harkin from Washington. Senator, welcome to Day to Day.
Well, thanks for having me with you, Alex.
One analyst a couple of days ago told us that the Farm Bill is the worst example there is of government gone wrong, and what he meant was taxpayer money going to people who don't need it.
I think it's more of a mixed bag than that. I mean, to be sure, there are very wealthy and big farmers who are getting government checks that don't deserve them and shouldn't get them. I fully agree with that, and I'm chairman of the committee. On the other hand, we are helping promote a lot of more vegetables and fruit growing in this country. We got more conservation in this than ever before. We've got new provisions in there for nutrition. Almost 70% of our farm bill goes for food stamps and nutrition programs. 70%.
I understand that, sir. It's a $300 billion bill, I think, over the next 5 years. So there got to be plenty of good things in there with $300 billion, things that you could point to. But how is it that this system of direct payments to farmers who make almost $1 million a year and may not even be farming anymore, how does that go on?
Well, you have to remember the genesis of it. It started in the 1996 Farm Bill when very conservative Republicans, so-called, ran the Congress, and they pushed through this so-called Freedom to Farm Bill. That's when these direct payments started. I voted against them, and I have consistently been opposed to the direct payment program. I always said it makes no sense to send hard-earned taxpayers' dollars to a farmer who is making a lot of money. My support for agriculture has always been that we should have a safety net. In other words, that when the farmer's making good money and the markets are high, there's no need to give any government help. But because agriculture is so different than other endeavors, because we're subject to weather, foreign markets, all pests, all other kinds of things, there ought to be a safety net so that if the bottom falls out, we catch them.
Senator, your committee has put out a notice earlier today saying that the conference committee that you are leading, negotiations between the House and Senate versions of the agriculture bill, that you've finally reached an agreement on just about everything and you think you've got something the president can sign. Do you have an income level for support that you think President Bush will agree to? And if so, what is that level?
Well, we don't know because the president, quite frankly, has been singularly unwilling to negotiate and to deal with us on this bill. It's like he drew a line in the sand and said, that's it. Well, you know, as I've often said, the president can't get 100% of what he wants. Now, we have gone a long way towards meeting the president's concerns. Not everything in the farm bill is to my liking either. What that level is for the president, we don't know.
I think he said $200,000. What's your level?
Yeah. Well, what we put in the bill was $500,000.
So the level in your bill is $500,000 if someone makes up to $500,000, they'll still continue to get direct support payments from the government.
Well, let me be honest about it. That's non-farm income. For on-farm income, that issue has still not been settled, we started at $950,000. It may go down to $750,000.
It's not going to be so good, though, when you have to get up and defend government support payments for people on the farm making $750,000 a year.
Well, I see ExxonMobil just made record profits last quarter. They've gotten all kinds of government help for over 100 years. So rich farmers, well, there are a few. 95% are your average day-to-day hardworking family farmers that, yes, the government gives some help to. To be sure, you can always point out the 3 or 4% or the 1% that are sort of the outliers that do get these big payments. You can focus on whichever one you want.
Tom Harkin is chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Senator, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Alex.